The Norwegian Joy cruise ship surprises fishermen with a trip up Chilkat Inlet. And a Haines resident posts no trespassing signs at a popular trailhead. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Norwegian Joy did not elicit much happiness in Haines last Tuesday. The megaship does not stop in town, but it did cruise up the Chilkat Inlet to view Rainbow Glacier, ruffling some gillnetters and causing other residents to vent frustrations on social media. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Dan Kendrina is a Haines fisherman. His 72-hour gillnet opener was interrupted last week by the Norwegian Joy cruising the narrow passage of the Chilkat Inlet. That's also the northernmost line of the local fishery.
So when it came through, obviously there was a lot of commotion, and it's hard to maneuver around all those boats.
He says the 1,000-foot megaship threaded between two small boats in an inlet that was crowded with fishermen.
She narrowly avoided both of our nets. I was able to maneuver my boat out of the way.
Cruise ships don't need permission to sightsee in these waters, and they alerted the borough beforehand. But that message didn't get to gillnetters like Kendrina, who were caught off guard. That's because they expect big ships to be in what are called track lines. Those are agreed-upon routes so that small fishing vessels can coexist with cruise liners. There are no track lines in the Chilkat Inlet.
To assume that we would move out of the way, that we should pull our nets up for them, is, I think, a little bit of a bold and arrogant assumption.
Kendrina is not the only fisherman who doesn't want to pull his nets for a few hours during his fishing window. He wants more communication between cruise ships and fishermen. Max Warhatch runs USAG, the United Southeast Alaska Gillnetters. He says the message from the cruise industry has been clear.
When it comes to communicating with them, they haven't given us a lot of, you know, leeway, like, no, we won't come, or we will come when it's closed, or anything like that. They've always been pretty much just going to go do it. So look out.
He says this kind of tight maneuvering is a hazard to fishermen. He expects more of these situations as cruise ship traffic in Alaska increases.
And so when you start thinking about that, it's over the long term, it's going to actually start having an impact on our livelihoods. And I don't know how we're going to deal with that yet.
He was told the ship had plans to be back during the gillnet opener this week. But in this case, there was an easy fix. Rick Erickson is head of operations for Cruise Line Agencies for Alaska, which manages shore operations for cruise ships in the state. He says they were unaware of the opening and the number of fishermen in the inlet, so they won't route ships that way any longer.
Once it was found out that there was going to be another opening this week in that same area, they elected to look for alternatives. The fishermen can have their spot in the bay there to do what they do.
He says the pilots, cruise ship companies, and his agency understood the concerns of the fishermen. They were happy to make the change and cede the inlet in this case. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
No trespassing signs have been posted at a popular trailhead used to access Mount Rapinski. It is known as the Race Trail because it is used as a course for mountain running races. The sign is drawing more attention to the public use of trails that cross private land in Haines. Haines resident Roger Schnabel put up no trespassing signs at the start of the race trail over the weekend. The trail crosses his property along Young Road. According to Schnabel, the trailhead wasn't always located where it is today. He and other property owners have tried to keep people off it with no trespassing signs in the past.
The race trailhead, as many of the racers that have been on that will identify, it always was to the west of that, behind Troy Fauda's home. And that sign was posted, and it's still up. It's been up there for 15 to 20 years. After that sign went up, then someone reestablished this trail by where it is today. And I put no trespassing signs up, but they were removed, and disrespectfully, you know, they continued to use the trail.
He says that a call last week prompted him to put the signs up once again. According to Schnabel, Alaska Department of Fish and Game asked him if they could put a bear alert sign on his property.
I said, for where at? And he said, at the Rapinski Trail. And I said, is it for the Burrow Trail at the end of Young Road? And they said, yes. And I said, no problem. I got no problem with that at all. However, If it's at the race trailhead across from Doris Bell, if any sign goes up there, I'd prefer it to be a no trespassing sign.
Schnabel says when he visited Young Road later, Fish and Game had posted a bear alert sign at the race trail. Local Fish and Game manager Richard Chapel confirmed that bear warnings were posted at all of the four trailheads used to access Mount Rapinski.
So, to follow up with that statement, I took the bear alert sign down, which is on my property, and put the no trespassing sign up. So that's what prompted this.
Schnabel is not the only property owner who has taken issue with trails crossing his land on Rapinski. The Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office reached out to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee about the issue earlier in August. They say trails on Mount Rapinski and Mount Riley cross through trust land without any authorization and that commercial tour operators using the trails are trespassing. Now, Parks and Rec is looking into acquiring easements for the trails. When asked if he might consider an easement for the race trail, Schnabel says he is worried that could prevent him from development opportunities.
I don't want to create problems for myself where I've given up easement or given up a right for a trail and I want to have a road go through it. That obviously I'm chopping off my own foot there when I do that. And then, of course, there's a liability issue. That is a concern.
The race trail is used for an annual run on the 4th of July. The event is hosted by the Haines Chamber of Commerce. Schnabel says he has no intention of preventing the event from happening in the future.
The Chamber of Commerce has done a very professional job. They've come to me and they've asked for the race to take place for the community, and they've provided me an indemnification as an additional insured. And all the racers, I am told, and I believe that the chamber is honorable, they've all signed waivers.
The Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee's Trails Subcommittee will be meeting on Wednesday to discuss access to trails that cross multiple property lines. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.